Tulsi Gabbard, Trump, Al-Qaeda's big brother, turned U.S. into prostitute of the Saudis. By Francis Martel on April 17, 2019. A presidential campaign video by Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, in which he calls President Donald Trump Al-Qaeda's big brother in Syria, caught the eye of Iran's state-run Press TV on Wednesday, which highlighted her Twitter attack in defense of Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. President Trump called Omar, one of the first Muslim women elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, extremely unpatriotic and extremely disrespectful to our country this week after video surfaced showing the lawmaker describing the September 11, 2001, Al-Qaeda attacks as some people did something at an event hosted by the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR. CAIR has been declared a terrorist organization by the United Arab Emirates and was named by federal prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator in a Hamas funding operation. The remarks were the latest controversy for Omar, who has repeatedly made anti-Semitic statements in public and won election to Congress despite allegations of immigration fraud. Press TV picked up Gabbard's video on Wednesday after she posted it Sunday on Twitter. In the video, she contends that opposing dictator Bashar al-Assad in Syria has landed Trump on the same side as the perpetrators of the September 11 attacks, rendering his criticism of Omar hypocritical. Trump, not Omar, she says, has been acting as al-Qaeda's big brother and protector in Syria. She adds that Trump has turned America into a prostitute for the Saudi government. The video is far from the first time Gabbard has condemned President Trump for maintaining an alliance with Saudi Arabia and opposing Iran's attempts to expand its influence through the Middle East using proxies like Assad, the Houthi rebels in Yemen, the Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, in Iraq, and Lebanese Hamas. In November, Gabbard called Trump Saudi Arabia's bitch for maintaining a weapons sales deal with Riyadh. More recently, Gabbard called Trump a servant of Saudi Arabia for vetoing a bill demanding a withdrawal of U.S. advisors from Yemen, where they work alongside the legitimate government the Houthis ousted from Sana'a. "Initially I hadn't planned on meeting him," Gabbard said at the time. "When the opportunity arose to meet with him, I did so, because I felt it's important that if we profess to truly care about the Syrian people, about their suffering, then we've got to be able to meet with anyone that we need to if there is a possibility that we could achieve peace. And that's exactly what we talked about." As a presidential candidate, Gabbard has attempted to use her proximity to a dictator, accused repeatedly of using chemical weapons against civilians, to her advantage in the 2020 Democratic primary. At public events, she has promised an end to regime change wars and to prevent a new Cold War with Russia, Assad's other major state ally aside from Iran. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.